Tropical storm batters Gulf Coast.
It's going to carry a tremendous amount of Gulf moisture northward.
Fear grips the White House.
Aides push back fiercely on the new Woodward book.
Key day for Supreme Court nominees.
Senators will begin their gauntlet of questions for Kavanaugh.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Heavy rain is the calling card from a tropical storm that blasted ashore in the middle of the night in the southeast. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Pensacola, Florida.
Overnight, Tropical Storm Gordon lashed the Gulf Coast, bringing driving rain and powerful winds of 70 miles an hour to three states. The brunt of the storm slammed Dauphin Island, Alabama, where forceful gusts toppled trees, flooded buildings, ripped apart billboards, and sent large waves crashing along the shore.
We better get around this quickly before it gets any worse.
Up to a foot of rain is expected in some areas, and that could produce flash flooding.
The storm is blamed for a child's death in Pensacola. There are some power outages. It's now a tropical depression, but forecaster Paul Diano says it will be a factor the rest of the week.
The storm is slowing down. Very heavy rainfall is likely over the next 24 hours from Florida to Arkansas. The flood potential will be extreme all the way north to Michigan.
Well, now to Washington, where there's pushback from President Trump and others now that explosive details of a new book are emerging. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Bob Woodward's latest book, titled Fear, doesn't even come out until next Tuesday, but already reports of what's in the book have left Washington rattled. It casts the Trump White House as crazy town, in the words of Chief of Staff John Kelly. He is said in the book to have called the president an idiot who is unhinged and has gone off the rails. Defense Secretary James Mattis is said to have compared the president's knowledge of global affairs to a fifth or sixth grader's. In coordinated statements released by the White House yesterday, both men denied those accounts. And the press secretary says the book is nothing more than fabricated stories, many by former disgruntled employees. The president, whom Woodward unsuccessfully tried to interview after repeated attempts, has issued a series of tweets blasting the book. In one of the tweets this morning, Mr. Trump repeats his suggestion that libel laws ought to be changed. Woodward, who will have more on the book on CBS Sunday morning, says he stands by his reporting. We should mention the book is published by Simon & Schuster, a corporate cousin of CBS News. Steve?
Well, correspondent Major Garrett has the latest on Robert Mueller's efforts to get answers from President Trump in the Russia investigation.
The special counsel's office is prepared to take at least some written answers from the president to questions that they want to pose to him. That would suggest that there is some element of an interview that is taking some sort of shape. And I guarantee you the president's legal team would much prefer to have the time and the space to provide written answers as opposed to a video or oral deposition.
Well, protesters in the room and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee tried to disrupt or delay the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, but it did proceed, and today he'll begin to answer questions. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Telling senators yesterday no one is above the law.
A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy.
Brett Kavanaugh will again try to assure worried Democrats he won't be President Trump's rubber stamp on the Supreme Court, as senators like Delaware's Chris Coons worry about a constitutional crisis.
We have to confront an uncomfortable but important question about whether President Trump may have selected you, Judge Kavanaugh, with an eye towards protecting himself.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, political primary season has been open season on yet another incumbent Democrat. Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano was upset by Ayanna Pressley, a Boston city councilor.
With our freedoms under siege, it's not just good enough to see the Democrats back in power, but it matters who those Democrats are.
There is no Republican opponent, so Pressley is virtually assured of becoming the first black woman to serve Massachusetts in Congress. New developments this morning in the case of an ex-Russian spy who was poisoned in Great Britain. Live to London in CBS's Vicky Barker.
British Prime Minister Theresa May confirming minutes ago that British prosecutors have issued a European arrest warrant for two Russian men.
This morning, the police have set out how the two Russian nationals traveled under the names of Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Bushirov. names the police believe to be aliases.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia continue to recover from their poisoning in March. A woman who handled a discarded perfume bottle believed to have held the Novichok nerve agent later died. Russia is denying all the charges. Steve?
Athletes from LeBron James to Serena Williams are rallying around Nike and Colin Kaepernick. But others on social media are tearing up or torching their Nike gear.
Not only am I burning my favorite pair of Nikes, you are burning your sales.
Nike's made Kaepernick one of the faces of its latest ad campaign. President Trump says it's a terrible message. He's criticized Kaepernick and others for their anthem protests at NFL games. Ed Schultz of Ad Age thinks Nike made the right play.
They've calculated that some of the key consumers that they're trying to win over, younger people that buy a lot of Nike gear, are siding with Colin Kaepernick.
Executives from two social media companies, Facebook and Twitter, go to Capitol Hill today with bias and censorship issues front and center. Ian Schur is executive editor at our tech partner, CNET.
Facebook promised that it was going to hire thousands of people to help expand its efforts to both secure and also to moderate what's going on in their platform. I imagine Twitter's going to get a little pressure to do that, too, but they are going to try and point to what they've done in the meantime. Question is whether it's enough.
Well, there's a twist in the story of a Harvey Weinstein accuser who herself was accused of sexual assault last month. CBS's Matt Piper.
Azia Argento not only says she won't pay her accuser the rest of a $380,000 payment, she also now says it was Jimmy Bennett who sexually assaulted her and not the other way around. As for her statement after the story broke in which she said, "I have never had any sexual relationship with Bennett," her attorney says she was being honest because it was a one-time encounter and not a relationship.
Some big-name stars are being saluted for their good works.
The SAG-AFTRA Foundation is honoring actor Harrison Ford and singer Lady Gaga. They're receiving the Artist's Inspiration Award for their charitable and humanitarian contributions. Lady Gaga started the Born This Way Foundation, which focuses on youth and mental health research. Ford is an advocate for an environmental nonprofit group. They'll be honored November 8th in Beverly Hills. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Miss America competition opens tonight in Atlantic City for the first time with no swimsuit segment. That doesn't sit well with some state organizations who've signed letters that call on two top pageant officials to resign. Gretchen Carlson and Regina Hopper are also accused of bullying the reigning Miss America. Carlson and Hopper have denied that. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.